So husband and wife are in bed, sound asleep, and there's a loud pounding at the door. And the man rolls over and looks at his clock. It's like 3 a.m. I'm not getting out of bed, he thinks to himself, and he rolls over, but the knocking continues. So finally his wife says, "Aren't you going to answer that?" So he drags himself out of bed and goes downstairs, and he opens the door, and there's a man standing at the door. Doesn't take him long to realize that the man is drunk. "Hi there," slurs the stranger. "Can you give me a push?" "No, get lost. It's the middle of the night, and I was in bed," the man screams, and he slams a door in his face, and he goes back up to bed and tells his wife what happens. His wife says, "Honey, that wasn't very nice of you. Remember that night we broke down in the pouring rain on the way to pick the kids up from the babysitter, and you had a knock on that man's house to get us started again? What would have happened if he told us to get lost?" "But the guy was drunk," the man says. And the wife says, "It doesn't matter. He needs our help, and it would be nice to help him." So the husband gets out of bed again, gets dressed, goes downstairs, and opens the door, but he can't see the guy anywhere. So he shouts, "Hey, do you still want a push?" And he hears a voice cry out, "Yes, please." "Well, where are you?" says the homeowner. And the stranger calls back, "I'm over here on your swing." Thank you. You know, it's hard sometimes. It's really hard to be consistent with how we live our lives, isn't it? Constancy is always doing what we say. Integrity, maybe, is another word for it. It's one of those virtues that we revere as Christians, living our life daily to reflect how having Christ in our lives has informed us and changed the way we live. Consistency or integrity is what we strive for even when we fall short, terribly short of that ideal. Consistency for us Christians means we live out the truth that we have been given in Jesus Christ, our righteous King, Jesus who is the truth of God for our lives. As Jesus lived out the truth, as he named it to Pilate, the truth that he's the Son of God, and that he's come to save those who have faith in him, the truth that the signs and the miracles that he does witnesses that he is the real deal, the true one and only Son of God who's come to live out God's love for us in his life, the truth that his actions are consistent with what he preaches to the people. And we'd expect nothing less from our Savior than consistency in his life, right? But do we hold ourselves to the same standard of truth? Do we practice consistency in our daily lives? Do we strive to live in a way that's consistent with that truth? The truth that we are God's beloved children, forgiven and set free, to live out that truth in our every word and deed? You know, we may say we do, but too often our lives turn out more like the guy who wakes us up at 3 a.m, doesn't it? Easy to be consistent in good times, tough to be consistent in bad times. And certainly the world judges us when we are not consistent, when we don't live as we say we do. Call it practicing what we preach, if you will, or putting our money where our mouth is, or some are fond of saying we should eat our own dog food. Anyone hear that phrase before? I have to say, it's a new phrase on me, but it came about as I was preparing for this sermon, and I kind of like it, don't you? Eating your own dog food? Now, some give credit for eating your own dog food to Gordon Bell, who's with Microsoft. He says it refers to a company's using its software programs or products in their early stages, even if that's disagreeable, as a way of testing them to improve quality. We have to eat our own dog food to see if we get sick, to find out how it tastes. That's one explanation of where the phrase came about. Still others have used the phrase to suggest that someone has an intimate knowledge of what they're selling, kind of like a dog food salesman who's so taken by his product and the quality and the nutritional value of his product that he sampled it before. Eating your own dog food. Anyone care to eat their own dog food? Savory cuts with beef. I have never had to eat my own dog food, but you know what? Even us preachers are not willing to eat our own dog food sometimes. You know, we preach the truth about Jesus, that he's our Lord and Savior, that he lived and died for us so that we might have abundant new life. Jonathan, you got it 100%. But even we preachers are unwilling to eat our own dog food sometimes. We can dish it out, can't we? But we don't always like to eat it. Like it or not, we live in a dog-eat-dog, pun intended, world, where the strongest survive, and it was no different in Jesus' day. They, like us, were hungry for the truth, or at least their perception of it. As in our time, when truth matters less than scoring political points, we too often prefer to preach for the other guy to do, don't we? Without bellying up to the dog food can ourselves. Are you consistent? Do you practice what you preach? Are you willing to eat your own dog food 24/7? In today's text, it's not Jesus but Pilate who raises the question, what is truth? He knows what the truth is, but he's unwilling to acknowledge it. It isn't politically advisable to release Jesus. I mean, what with a raging riot-ready mob at his gates demanding his death, Pilate recognizes how to protect his own doghouse, how to guard his own backyard, how to watch his you-know-what. He knows and he believes his own truth. The truth is, Jesus hasn't done anything against Roman law. Pilate knows that, but he's in the political hot seat. He smells what's in the wind. He hears the crowd's demand, and he has no desire to live truthfully. He'll leave that to Jesus. For Jesus to live out Pilate's truth for his life, or so Pilate thinks. Talking the truth for Pilate, eating his own dog food, would mean setting Jesus free, even if it meant going against the raging mob outside and refusing to do the will of the Jewish authorities, which for Pilate was something to be avoided at any cost. And he avoids it perfectly, avoiding the truth for political gain. Pilate sure wasn't going to eat his own dog food. And even if a full-scale riot didn't happen, the temple authorities had still backed him into a corner with a not-so-subtle threat to tattletale to Rome. And they threaten him by saying, if you release this man, you are not afraid of the emperor, your boss. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor. So Pilate's forced to choose which dog food he's going to eat, a king in Rome or the king who stands before him at that moment. He knows the truth, but he also knows, politically at least, that it's best to let sleeping dogs lie, especially when you're a mid-sized dog chained to the big bad emperor's doghouse. Like Pilate, we know the truth about Jesus. Yet the truth we know about him isn't the truth Pilate knows. Pilate knows Jesus is innocent of any crime, but Pilate knows who fills his dinner dish and who holds his leash, and he chooses his master. And when we choose ours, since we know who Jesus was and is, the Christ, God's beloved Son sent into the world not to condemn us, but to save us, the God's honest truth. So we choose Christ over Pilate. We choose truth over lies. So what does it mean then for us as Christians to eat our own dog food, choosing truth over lies? It means putting faith into action, not being hypocrites, loving our enemies, stressing integrity, being truthful and honest, nourishing ourselves on God's word and scripture, and knowing who and what it is we're selling. It means that we not only go and learn the truth that Jesus brings to us, but they're willing and able to live that truth out in our daily lives, even when it's uncomfortable. It means knowing and following our true King, and not some cheesy emperor or two-bit politician who's too willing to tell us how to live our lives without doing the same with theirs. It means being willing to open our own can of dog food and eat it too. To know God, we have to live God, to practice God, to listen for God's voice calling, and to know faith, we have to live faith, to do what we have to understand what it is that we believe. That's why we gather on Sunday morning, to consume the Word, to draw together in fellowship, to drink the water of life from the same bowl. In short, to eat our own dog food and not expect other people to do that for us. Because to live the truth is to be consistent, to practice what we preach. See, Pilate didn't have the courage to live out his own truth, much less to believe Jesus is. Our Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Our Jesus, sent from the Father to save us and to set us free. Our Jesus, God's own love wrapped in human flesh. Why couldn't Pilate see that? Or want to see that? Maybe, just maybe, because he would have to admit that his truth was flawed. And none of us want to do that. Do you want to do that? But truth is what Jesus is offering, and truth is what will set us free. See, consistent Christians hold to the truth. Consistently, they eat their own dog food. They practice what they preach. Consistently, they make that we live out God's truth in our lives, no matter what the cost. So, bon appetit and amen.